Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, here's a little story about how wash days go. Does this story fit anyone you know?
What a chump I was. I didn't believe Dove does everything. When I heard Dove is best, you know what I said? Not for me. I'm sticking to my old soap.
What changed your mind?
Well, my family drove me to it.
Oh?
My husband started working in a tool factory. His work clothes got dirtier, and the towels got blacker. And then my teenage daughter started fussing about the way their rayon undies came out of the wash.
Hey, you did need Dove. You know, Dove, D-U-Z, does best. The new kind of soap does everything in a wash like yours. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, along with greater safety for colors.
Oh, I know that now.
Aha, the lady who didn't became a lady who does.
Right.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's just no such thing as a soap that washes whiter.
I'll say, does gets my towels dazzling.
Now that you does your wash, you know there's no such thing as a soap that gets tough dirt out easier.
Washing my husband's work pants is a snap now. No more hard scrubbing for me.
And now that you does your wash, you get the extra safety you want for colors.
Yes, does leaves my daughter's pretty rayon undies brighter. They last longer. Honestly, does is just wonderful.
Sure, you know, when does was compared with 25 different wash day soaps, this new kind of soap had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. Just compare does yourself. You'll find does best. Does everything. And now does invite you to visit the Goldberg. A bird's eye view of Elsie Warren's house and the environs would seem to indicate that all roads lead to it at 2024 Jennifer Street. Some distance away, a speeding cab bearing Molly, Mike, Uncle David, and Rosie is heading toward the house. And still unknown to them is the fact that a little while ago, another car pulled up and Joe Ellis stepped out. Elsie spotted him through the window and decided to introduce Jake under an alias in order to gain as much information from Joe as possible. But the plan miscarried when a call came in for Mr. Goldberg and Jake accepted it. This convinced Joe that he was being duped, and he lashed out at Elsie and Jake. And much of what has been happening has been revealed. Meanwhile, Molly, David, and Rosie are still in the taxi. Listen.
What am I sitting here in the cab? What am I sitting silent, and why are we not going? Why? Where is my Kilton already? How long does it take?
But Molly, please. He's buying a present from Mrs. Warren.
Present from Mrs. Warren? For how long does it take? He's not Santa Claus. He's not buying for everybody. He went to buy from Mrs. Warren a bottle of cologne.
Oh, he'll be here in a minute, Ma.
A minute? He'll be here in a minute, Mama. A minute is a very long time to me at this moment.
He'll be here, Molly. Tell me, did Mike speak to Joe Ellis, his friend?
Yes.
No,
what, David?
He didn't ask Joe Ellis about Jake, or what?
He didn't mention the void. I was standing by the telephone, and I was saying, mention. And the owner says, hello, Elsie, dear Elsie, how are you? Everybody speaks for themselves. How are you, Elsie? Did you have a good time, Elsie? And did my friend Joe Ellis got there? Only asking Joe Ellis to be silent in front of Mrs. Vaughn until he gets there. That's why Mike is not in such a hurry now, because he told her that he Joe Ellis not to mention anything to Mrs. Vaughn. But I am worried. What store did he rent to?
He'll be here, Molly. How long will it take him?
Rosalie, what are you doing?
I'm fixing your hair, Molly. It's down on this side.
This side?
Uh-huh.
Leave it, darling. Leave it, darling.
But, Molly, it's so down.
That's me. It's down. So yes. Let me. So give me a booby pin of that. It's again, my hair.
Here too, Molly.
Thank you. Please. Please, I'm beautiful already, believe me.
You are beautiful, Ma.
I'm beautiful, Ma.
Well, then.
Beautiful, I am.
You're not beautiful. You're beautiful.
And if I am beautiful. Without Jake, what do I need all my beauty, even if I was, which I am not?
Molly, Molly, you're starting again? You're worrying again?
Again. When did I stop worrying, when?
All right, if worry could help, I'd say worry. But what's worry, Molly? Worry is a black cloud that hides the sun and takes the rainbow out of life. Then that's what worry is, no?
All right. So let me sit silent. And let me collect my brain. So I wouldn't worry. Can my eyes see rainbows without Jake? Huh? Jake is my rainbow, Mom.
All right.
Jake is my sunshine, Mom.
Molly. Don't forget, Molly, you have children. They have to be happy. That's your responsibility. Jake or not Jake. I lost my partner in life also. But I was a father, and you were a mother. Not only a wife, like I wasn't only a husband. Remember, Molly. Just remember.
I'm trying to remember, babe. I'm trying to remember all about. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember.
All right,
Mom. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, here comes Mike.
There.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, yes. Mike.
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 Now look here, Mr. Goldberg. Now you listen to me, Mr. Joe Ellis, or whatever your name is. I don't know you, and you don't know me. But regardless of that, there is one thing I do want to know, and that is, where is my wife?
All right, you tell me where my money is, I'll tell you where your wife is.
If you can prove to me that the $25,000 in question is your money...
I say you put money before your wife, do you?
Mr. Ellis, don't antagonize me or enrage me.
Why not?
Please.
You mentioned that my wife was...
In the booby hatch.
Your terminology of the English language is very foreign to me.
Oh, it is, huh? Mrs. Warren, tell the gentleman what a booby hatch is.
Was she taken ill?
Call up the Hillcrest rest home for nuts.
Hillcrest? That's where they took me.
That's what I thought.
What's that?
It runs in the family, huh?
Why don't you stop? Don't you think you've said enough?
No, I don't think I've said enough. Not half enough. There's a lot more that's going to be said, and I'm just the guy that's going to say it. For instance, some more about that daughter of yours, Mrs. Warren.
Mary, what more?
Plenty more. I don't know yet how much you're mixed up in this and how much you're innocent.
Mr. Ellis, don't cast aspersions.
I can't make up my mind yet, but as soon as I begin working things out, believe me, that girl of yours is going to cool her heels for a good long stretch.
That's all you can do, to make threats. Don't you see this woman has already enough on her mind? Besides, from the likes of you, the difference between truth and false is a slim margin.
Okay, Bob. Only it's not me who's going to do the deciding about true or false. We're going to leave that up to the judge of the criminal court.
With whom you no doubt have had much experience.
Now, enough's enough out of you.
And enough's too much from you, Mr. Ellis. Anything you have to say about Mrs. Warren's daughter or anyone else, you will please hold until we're ready for you.
Oh, Two-Gun Jake, that's you, huh? I really can't get sore at you, you know. You're too cute.
You haven't had an opportunity yet to get sore, Mr. Ellis. That pleasure I'm reserving for you when you can no longer do harm to innocent people. Mrs. Warren, I'd like to use your telephone, please.
Oh, of course.
Now listen, Mr. Goldberg.
I'll ask you, please be silent.
Well, if I wasn't so upset, I'd be getting a kick out of you.
Hello. Hillcrest Rest Home, please.
Boy, oh boy, what a setup.
I asked you to be silent, Mr. Ellis.
Little Napoleon, huh?
Quiet! Hello? Will you please give me some inkling of information about my wife? Huh? Mrs. Goldberg. Mrs. Molly Goldberg. Is this Hillcrest Rest Home? Huh? You haven't got a Mr. Goldberg. Oh, you have a Mrs. Goldberg? What? Why not? I only want to know. It's imperative. Hello. Hello. They don't give information on the telephone. Mrs. Warren, please, give me my hat. Oh. My coat.
Do you want me to go with you, Mr. Goldberg?
No. You stay. Perhaps you'll hear further
when Mr. Hilton arrives.
Yeah, you'll hear plenty.
You, Mr. Ellis, will you accompany me?
What's that?
You heard me. You will kindly accompany me.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you decided to be chummy.
I decided that I would prefer not to leave you alone with so gentle a woman as Mrs. Warren.
I'm not easily frightened, Mr. Goldberg.
Boy, oh boy, Mr. Goldberg, you still got a lot to learn about people.
About people like you, perhaps, yes. You are a species out of a world that I don't know.
And that goes from me to you, too, Jake.
Thanks for the compliment. Are you coming, or must I use force?
What? Well,
laugh, Mr. Ellis. He you laugh, Flash. Laugh.
Boy, what an actor you'd be in vaudeville, Mr. Goldberg. I'd give you top billing.
Just see that you don't get top billing with your picture in the Rogues Gallery.
So Mike's been talking, huh?
I knew if I gave you enough rope, you'd hang yourself.
All right, if you're going, let's move.
From here on, things are going to be the way I want them.
Get your coat on.
Here. Hold it for me.
You, huh?
Thank you. I'll be in touch with you, Mrs. Warren.
All right.
And when this gentleman's accomplice appears...
You can tell Mike I'll be right back.
Hey, Mrs. Warren, show me a bad man, and I'll show you a coward every time.
Well, Jake's courage is certainly praiseworthy. But would it be as great if he were aware of the menace Joe Ellis really is? And what's to become now of Mike's plan to tell Elsie the truth himself? Now, I always say when you start something, finish it. Take the terrific news I've been telling you about Does. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved Does does everything in your wash and does it best. Well, that's just the beginning. Because listen, this new kind of soap does everything best in your dishpan, too.
Oh, look, you can't expect me to swallow all that.
But it's been proved. None of the 25 soaps tested can match all Does does for dishes. Only this new kind of soap gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands.
You sure about that?
Sure, I'm sure. You can see for yourself in your own dishpan. Why, against soap after soap, Does gives more suds faster. Suds that last, so you don't have to keep adding more soap. Does goes to work on grease quicker, too. There's no need for any hard scouring. Yet Does prove kinder to hands. It leaves your hands wonderfully smooth. You see, in the dishpan, too,
Does everything best.
Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Elsie takes her affairs into her own hands, but Mike still doesn't know it. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Help our armies make haste. Stop waste. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains materials needed to speed victory.